Daily Rest, Friday, February 9th, 2024. This week's devotion theme is Jesus is the Light of the World. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. Let your light shine. We have seen God's grace and mercy in our lives. Through the light of His Word, we recognize the many times that He has redirected our paths when we have strayed. We rejoice with King David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 23:1. However, the majority of people in the world remain locked in the darkness of sin, grief, and hopelessness. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that there is a suicide every 11 minutes. Our verse reminds us that we should bring the light of the gospel to those enslaved by such hopelessness. When we see someone going through a tough time, we can bring the same peace that we have in Christ to them. We can tell them of Jesus' sacrificing love and assure them, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Romans 8:32. Just like God lights up our path so we can recover from sadness, we can show other people the path for them to find peace in their lives through God's comforting Word. Just as a city on a hill cannot be hidden, our lives cannot but radiate the light of Christ. We have seen what a friend Jesus is in our life. Let us share His friendship. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The Lutheran Hymnal 457:1. To continue meditation upon and studying God's Word in connection with the light of the world, the Weekend Rest Journal offers these suggestions. First of all, Monday's devotion spoke of the consequences of sun, S-O-N, deprivation. Have you recently seen any evidence of this in your friends or acquaintances? Tuesday's devotion discussed troubles that may temporarily overwhelm us. Have you felt overwhelmed this week? How did you deal with it? What does Romans 5:1-5 say about it? Wednesday's devotion described Jesus as the light of the world. Think about some of the benefits of being in His light, and read Isaiah 43:1-2 and Romans 8:18-39. Thursday's devotion reminded us to walk in the light. We are, in a way, models walking down a runway whose clothes represent the designer. Think about this past week. Has your walk always favorably represented your designer, God? How could you have done better? And finally, today's devotion reminded us to let our light shine. Do you have some friends or acquaintances going through a difficult time? What are some ways you can let the light of the gospel shine through you to them? This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is GethsemaneCLC.org.